237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Happy Friday night evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Or maybe it's the daytime where you're at, because we're a worldwide broadcast.
We're the morning show in Nepal.
Yeah. Did you really check that? Seriously?
We would be.
All right. 800-259-9231. This is the show about anything.
Yeah, I've got a
no, man, that's where you're supposed to describe the show. You'll catch on eventually here. I know it's only been 2 years. 1-800-259-9231. You can call that number and bring up anything you want. That means political, personal, some sort of weird thing. Whatever is on your mind, we want to hear from you. You're the kind of the focal point of this show, if you want to be. Or you just sit back and listen to us bring stuff up.
We got a bunch of weird things this hour.
Yeah, I got a real spooky story, and if we get, you know, the way this show works, we'll bring something up, go off on a tangent, and get 50 calls about it. We'll never get to half of our prep, so I almost hesitate in bringing this up, but I do feel like I should slip it in at some point tonight, because it's just so bizarre. A story about a secret provision in this intelligence bill that is right now almost in front of the president for signature, which he no doubt will sign.
So you're selling it or you're reading it?
It's so secret. So secret, they won't even talk about it. And when I say they, I mean the opponents. So we'll talk about that later on. What do you got?
I got a little NPR story here that California lawmakers buck Bush policies. Apparently this is on All Things Considered. California lawmakers are swimming against the national political tide with new legislation supporting same-sex marriage, physician-assisted suicide, and other measures the Bush White House strongly opposes.
So have they passed these measures? Does it make that clear, or they're just kind of putting them out there?
No, they're putting them out there. They have not.
They want to. They want to pass these.
I'm just kind of interested. What happens? Because I know that currently Canada allows same-sex marriage,
mm-hmm.
and so you know, a couple of gay gals could tootle on up to Toronto,
sure,
get married, come back. Now we don't have to necessarily in the United States accept. A Canadian marriage is valid, although we would absolutely accept a Canadian man and woman getting married as valid. We wouldn't necessarily accept two women getting married.
Got it.
But if California says, heck yeah, gay people can get married, doesn't matter, two men, two women, two guys, six guys, three women,
now,
whatever.
I know the Bush administration has been against the whole gay marriage thing, but has any legislation been passed yet at a federal level to put a stop to it, so to speak?
No, they've talked about an amendment.
An amendment to the Constitution,
as you know,
which is a terrible idea.
Amendments are just huge and difficult to do. So I'm just kind of interested, if California passes it, mm-hmm. then is Texas going to have to recognize it? Is Florida going to have to recognize it? Is New York?
No, I think that I'm no expert, but from what I know about the gun laws state to state, it's up to the state whether or not it wants to respect another state's gun laws. So if you've got a firearms permit, again, we're doing the show here from Tampa Bay in Florida. So if you've got a firearms concealed carry permit for Florida, Manwich, and you try to go to, say, Utah, and Utah just, for some reason, they don't like Florida's rules. They don't like the way Florida's laws are written. They can say, that's not valid here. Whereas Alabama, they might say, yeah, that's not a problem. We respect Florida's rules. So I think that's probably would be the same way with same-sex marriages.
Well, I guess the real issue is the
federal government's going to have a real problem.
Yeah, the federal government's going to have a problem because they're the ones that do Social Security. So,
right. And income tax and marriage is, of course, a big deal with that, right?
Marriage is a big deal, but Social Security is the biggest deal.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security, you know, a wife or, you know, a spouse of a dead spouse gets all kinds of, you know, Social Security money coming in, especially, you know, if women to men. I mean, that seems to be the way of it. And whereas, you know, gay couples have been together 20 years, doesn't really matter. You know, they're just, they don't get that option.
They don't count, according to the federal government.
Well, they're not married.
Well, this is just another reason why we need to get the government out of marriage, in my opinion. It's just ruining. I think the government is what has ruined marriage between heterosexuals in the first place. You've seen the abhorrent divorce rates that we have in this country. What is it, 60%?
What's the government got to do with the divorce rate?
It seems to me that anything government touches turns to utter crap.
I'd say that's more to do with our modern society than the government. Personally,
I don't know, man. It just seems coincidental that if government gets involved in something, government gets involved in education, test scores go down. government gets involved in other people's business in other countries, people start dying over here. Government gets involved in marriage, marriages start to end sooner. And marriage is just, I think what government has done to marriage is it has taken what was originally like an agreement between you, your significant other, and if you have a religion, your deity, okay? Now they've made it into marriage is something between you, your significant other, a deity, if there is one, and the state. And that brings in litigation. That brings in all kinds of problems. That gives women and men reasons to get divorces, because they could enrich themselves in some cases. We've all heard the term gold diggers before. If marriage wasn't a government-approved contract, which it is today, then you'd have to elect to make it more of a contract. Do you see what I mean? Like, I'm engaged right now to somebody, to Jackie, and I've told her that I refuse to get a government-approved marriage. I'm not going to marry her if that's the way she wants it, and so we've come to the agreement that we're not going to do that. We're just going to have a marriage where it's just an agreement to spend the rest of our lives together. Why can't it be just something simple like that? If it needs to be dissolved, it's dissolved. There's no litigation. You don't have to go to court. You don't have to sit in front of a judge. You don't have to have the pull and the tug as far as who gets what and all that. I think I really believe government has ruined marriage.
Well, if there's in some cases, I mean, husbands and wives acquire things together.
Well, that's a problem too, in my opinion. But in that case, if you want to make marriage litigious, you should be free to make that choice. Do you see what I'm saying? Everybody thinks that they have to go and get a marriage license, and that's another way for the government to make money, of course. You have to go and apply for your marriage license, pay the $70 or whatever it costs to get one, and that it's immediately in the realm of the legal. And why can't we just keep it out of that unless you want to get into it? If you want to make it a big contract with prenuptials and who's going to get what and all that, then by all means, go for it. But I don't want to have my marriage to have that hanging over it. No, thank you. So I think that if we got government out of marriage, then that would automatically fix the problem that these poor gay folk are having trying to get married.
It's not easy getting to be able to get government out of marriage, because what you're talking about is extracting government from Social Security.
Oh, of course.
And a lot of people have paid into Social Security over time. I mean, I'm certain that my mother wouldn't want to have her Social Security account just taken away.
Well, the answer, of course, I mean, we're talking about getting rid of Social Security. It would be done in a way that would satisfy the people who have paid in. If you're over the age of 40, you would get what's coming to you, what little, you know, the pittance that is from the government. You'd still be able to get it, and then everyone under the age of 40 would be able to give it up if they wanted to, and actually save for their own retirement, and probably make a whole lot more money.
I'd like the thousands I've paid in back then, and I'm not 40.
Wouldn't you just be satisfied at this point in your life to just cut it off, to just stop, to say, all right, see you later, I've paid in thousands, but I'm just going to let it go so I can have my freedom? Isn't it worth it to just have that freedom?
I don't know, I'd have to be confronted with the situation.
Well, anyway, let's get the government out of marriage. What do you think? 1-800-259-9231. Because now that government's in marriage, then now all these people are rallying to its defense and saying, well, we've got to keep marriage sacred. We've got to set rules for this. Whereas if there weren't rules in the first place, if it was just something between you and another person, that would be where it stopped. Then it wouldn't be a detriment to let gay people get married, because there'd be no societal tie-in. Do you see what I'm saying? Does it make sense at all?
Oh, it does to me. I was on the other end of this argument. At one point, I believed that marriage was defined as a word, and that word meant a bond between a man and a woman. Then, you know, over time, I happened to listen to, you know, a radio show where the talk show host said basically that you're talking about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness here. And I guess if marriage isn't the pursuit of happiness, what is it?
That's a great point. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The other issue that they briefly brought up there was the right to die, right?
We'll talk about that
coming up next. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind, it's your show, so take control. 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control, bring up anything that's on your mind, whether it be political or personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And so we were talking about, and you can email the show, by the way, at ftl@freetalklive.com, and log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive in our chat room. There's a bunch of people hanging out in there right now at freetalklive.com. There's also the bulletin board system with over 198 users at last check.
We've almost hit 200.
Yeah, almost there. I'm sure we'll be there by tomorrow night, which we do have.
Might be the end of the show.
Well, we do have six shows per week. We have Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We also have a Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So tune in. And if you don't get it in your local area, call your local program director at your favorite talk radio station. If he's carrying some Free Talk Live, because he's carrying a few hours per week, thank him for that and ask him to add the full show. Ask him to add all six nights, all 3 hours a night, or in the Saturday showcase, 2 hours.
That would be very helpful.
It really would, because we want to get out there, and we want to get the message of freedom out to everybody. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. We just got through talking about marriage, but Paul in Delaware wants to talk about it as well. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen?
Excellent, hey. Sir. What's on your mind?
I just want to make a small comment towards the gay marriage thing. Every time you turn around, the government is getting its hands in something, and it's always about the government here to save you. And whether it's the civil rights movement, I mean, every time you turn around, or whether it's too many telemarketers calling your house, it's always the government, like they're here to save you. And then you look deeper into this thing, and it's just more and more chaos. But
it's the nanny state, you know. Everybody thinks that the government can solve problems.
Yeah.
I'd say some people think that the government can solve problems, and certainly politicians believe that the governments can solve problems.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time, unfortunately, in chat rooms trying to wake up people, which is the most ridiculous thing to do, because, I mean, when you get on the air there, I mean, on the chat rooms, they're usually, when you bring up facts, they usually want to call names like, oh, you're a left-winger or you're a right-winger. I'm like, no, I'm just a thinking human being. Can we get to the facts?
Let's talk about the issue.
I think the whole left-right paradigm is so outdated, it's so inaccurate, and I feel kind of the same way. I don't like being labeled either one of those. It's not accurate, and it's not fair.
No, but you find a lot of that when, I mean, there's too many people who have an opinion and don't want to deal with the facts. And but my main point for calling was I just wanted to point out that there's a great website, and it's not even a website. It's a peer-to-peer connection. It's called Morpheus.
Uh-huh. It's a file sharing program.
Yes, and they have a lot of good videos, like the 9/11 videos and other great videos. I just wanted to just put that plug in because it's a great network.
Well, there's all sorts of good networks out there. There's the eDonkey network. There's Kazaa.
Uh-huh.
Nutella network.
WinMX.
Yeah, WinMX. There's all kinds of programs like
okay,
that.
Okay, okay. Now, I've checked into Kazaa and eDonkey. Now, the thing about Morpheus is,
it does multiple networks, I know.
Yeah, but also there's no charge. I mean, like eDonkey, I thought it was free, but I went to check it out, and it's not a free download.
No, there's a free download, absolutely. You might have gone to the wrong site.
Okay.
Anyway, we're kind of going over some people's heads because not everybody out there has the Internet. Paul, is there anything else on your mind tonight? Anything else you want to get out there worldwide on Free Talk Live?
No, I just want to say, man, I appreciate your guys' show, and I'm going to keep on listening. This is the first time I've heard it.
Thank you. Excellent. And, yeah, log on at freetalklive.com, and you can get in our chat room there. There's plenty of interesting folks to talk to in that one.
All right, bro.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So we're talking what got this whole marriage conversation started was California's legislature. Apparently,
California lawmakers buck Bush policies. California lawmakers are swimming against the national political tide with new legislation supporting same-sex marriage, physician-assisted suicide, and other measures the Bush White House strongly opposes.
I think it's good. I mean, I think it's good that state governments are starting to, maybe it's just California, I don't know, but at least they are starting to stand up to the federal government.
I'm a big believer in states' rights.
It's something that needs to be done desperately because we're losing our rights at such a tremendous clip now in this country. That's one of the only things that really is going to keep them there is the states standing up and saying, we've had enough of this. And, of course, as we talked about like a week or two ago, the Supreme Court is now looking at a big states' rights issue.
Which is marijuana legalization.
Yeah, the issue.
Medical marijuana.
Yeah, the issue of whether or not the federal laws against marijuana can overrule states like California and 10 other states that have medical marijuana provisions now that the people in those states pass.
Not if you read the 10th Amendment, they can't.
Well, no, of course. There's a lot of things that they can't do by the Constitution that they do on a daily basis.
But the Supreme Court rules on constitutionality, and it's just interesting to me that they might consider that for a second that it might be constitutional. It's not.
I'm looking forward to the decision. It could be either way. It's going to be a landmark decision. It's either going to be a landmark decision for freedom or against it.
Yeah.
And it's frightening and exciting all at the same time. So the other issue was physician-assisted suicide. That's a big issue with a lot of people. And why it is, I don't know. I mean, the idea is, it seems simple to me. I own me, right?
Yes. That's the only thing you've got in this world.
Right. Why can't I choose when I die?
I hear you. And over in Holland, they They're having problems with their physician-assisted suicide.
What do you mean, problems?
They're having problems. The doctors are making decisions as to who dies and who doesn't. At what point...
That does seem like a problem.
It is a real problem. You know, at what point,
that's physician deciding, but that's murder, almost.
It would be murder if you...
Because the physician-assisted suicide is where you say, Doc, I think I've had enough of this terminal illness or whatever. I've had enough of my life. I've had enough of the pain. I want to end it. And then the doctor then gives you an arsenic pill or something like that. That's the assisting portion.
Certainly there would have to be some stays put in place, like, you know, a signed document in front of witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
That way there would be less chances for abuse.
Why are these doctors bumping people off? I mean, that seems weird.
Because they know better. Retarded children and things like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah,
that's not good.
It's a little scary.
You're supposed to be consenting to your suicide.
One would hope.
Yeah. But I think that it's just an outrage that Dr. Kevorkian is sitting in a jail cell right now.
Is he in a jail cell?
I think he is in jail. I think he is.
Huh.
I know they arrested him and put him in jail. I don't think they've let him out.
He'd been in and out of court for a lot, but I didn't know that he'd been sitting in a jail cell.
Well, if you know better, dial us up toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Again, anything goes. And again, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Now, get this, Manwich. Earlier this week, I think last night, we touched on this new intelligence bill, as they put it.
A little scary.
It's a lot scary, as a matter of fact, with a whole bunch of new provisions, a whole new anti-terror bureaucracy. Apparently, the Department of Homeland Security just wasn't enough.
Yes.
And so now they're creating a whole new bunch of bureaucrats.
Including a national ID card.
To protect us from terrorism. And yes, the national ID card provisions are in there.
Don't we all know that we'd be best protected in little padded cells?
Maybe that's where we're going. Well, get this. There's more in this little bill. Again, we barely even scratched the surface as to what is in this thing. Something, I think it's like 3,000 pages or something like that. And they got, I think they got the bill an hour before they were supposed to vote on it. And it passed.
Of course it did.
It passed.
The intelligence bill.
It passed both the House of Representatives and the Senate.
If it was called the dumbass bill, it would have never passed.
Congress's new blueprint for U.S. intelligence spending includes a mysterious... Huh? What are you pointing to?
I'm pointing to my headphones to tell you the music's up.
I can hear the damn music. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll tell you about this. This is frightening. You will not believe this. Coming up next, this is your show, Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is toll free for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Meaning you can pick up the phones and get on the air about anything. You don't have to play by our topic, play by our rules. You can just dial in and bring up anything, whether it be personal or political. Whatever you want goes. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read your email live on the air. Also, get interactive with us off the air. When the show is over, it doesn't stop, because the archives are online at freetalklive.com. The last 6 days worth of the show, all there for you, downloadable for free. There's the Shrine of Female Listeners for you to check out at freetalklive.com. There's also a bulletin board system with over 195 users. The chat room, there's always people hanging out in there during the show. Plenty to do. Plenty at freetalklive.com. So
it's like an online amusement park.
Well, almost. And it just doesn't cost so much. Gosh, I went to Busch Gardens here in Tampa Bay last weekend. I couldn't believe how much this stuff costs.
You didn't invite me?
We might be going again. Because we got those passes, you know, those year-long things.
I like those roller coasters.
Yeah, it was my first time ever going on a roller coaster.
You are so sheltered.
I went on two of them, as a matter of fact. It was cool. I don't see what everybody's so excited about. I mean, it's an adrenaline rush, but they both seemed kind of similar. You just go real quick and think you're going to hit your head on things, but you don't actually.
That's how they are, but
right.
You know, you don't get to go that fast and that, you know, on that crazy course.
Some people, they really dig them, though, I guess, right? Yeah. They go from park to park just to get on the roller coasters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, to each his own. 800-259-9231. So we're talking about this new intelligence bill, so-called, that has passed through the House and the Senate and is now sitting on, I guess, President Bush's desk.
Which is where it'll get signed.
It will get signed, and that means that our freedoms are going to be, again, stripped away. According to this article,
I sure do miss them.
Congress's new blueprint for U.S. intelligence spending includes a mysterious and expensive spy program that drew extraordinary criticism from leading Democrats, with one saying the highly classified project is a threat to national security.
Jeez.
In an unusual rebuke, Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia, the senior Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, complained Wednesday that the spy project was, quote, totally unjustified and very, very wasteful and dangerous to the national security. He called the program also, this is a Democrat saying this, stunningly expensive.
Whoa.
Rockefeller and three other Democratic senators, Richard Durbin of Illinois, Carl Levin of Michigan, and Ron Wyden of Oregon, refused to sign the congressional compromise negotiated by others in the House and Senate that provides for future U.S. intelligence activities. The compromise noted that the four senators believe the mystery program was unnecessary and its cost unjustified, and that, quote, they believe that the funds for this item should be expended on other intelligence programs that will make a surer, greater contribution to national security. Okay, whatever. So they want to take the same amount of money and spend it elsewhere. Of course
they're
big government scumbags. But nonetheless, the interesting part is this. Each of these senators that opposed this secret spy program, and more than two dozen current and former U.S. officials contacted by the Associated Press, declined to further describe or identify the disputed program, citing its classified nature.
Now, how often do they care about classified nature?
I don't know. I've never heard of anything like this. The people who are against these provisions can't talk about them?
It's ominous.
13 other senators on the Intelligence Committee and all their counterparts in the House approved the compromise. Despite objections in some, from some in the Senate, Congress has approved the program for the last 2 years. The Senate voted Wednesday night to send the legislation to President Bush. The bill is separate from the intelligence overhaul legislation that also won final congress. Okay, so it's separate. So it's just another intelligence bill. And it's
and you can
very
be certain if it went to President Bush,
it's going to be signed. A U.S. panel in 2001 described American defense and spy satellites as frightening. Basically, the article goes on. They talk to some proclaimed experts who the experts claim that this is a satellite program. And they know it's a satellite program because it's expensive.
Okay.
That's the only thing that they have to back up
that
claim.
Sounds like purely conjecture.
Yeah, it's utter conjecture. Oh, it's well, look at the amount of money they're spending. Got to be satellites. And that's where they're leaving this.
Jeez.
These guys aren't talking about it. This sounds like Nazi Germany stuff, doesn't
it, Alex?
Crazy
stuff. It's backroom stuff. I'm flabbergasted. I've never heard of such a thing.
How do we know it's not the SS? You know, how do we know they're not...
Brown shirts.
Yeah, passing a new secret police, the Stasi. You think I'm exaggerating? This is an AP report. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231.
If you've got any ideas on what it might be,
yeah.
Give us a call.
Maybe you're one of these lawmakers and you want to get on the air with us and reveal it here on the worldwide audience here at Free Talk Live.
We'd love to know.
Because this is literally scaring the S out of me. I've never heard of anything like this. I mean, usually when some sort of ominous bill comes before Congress, it leaks out. Somebody leaks out a copy of it and to some pro-freedom organization, and of course they spread it around to everybody else. People kind of amass together, make some phone calls, and sometimes they get it stopped. But in this case, when the opponents aren't even hinting at what it could be, oh, it's just a satellite program, say the experts. I don't know if I like the sound of this at all. 1-800-259-9231. But I feel like, what are we going to do about it, Manwich? We're literally sitting here. Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, minor technical difficulty. So we're talking about this this bill that is in front of the president now, pretty much, to be signed. This secret provision, secret spy program that nobody knows anything about or nobody's talking about. Even the people, the Democrats in Congress who are against the provisions, they aren't saying a word. So we want to hear from you. What do you think? 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Where do you want to go otherwise, Manwich?
I've got an interesting article here from the CNN Law Center. It's a new bill that targets peeping toms. Apparently, there's legislation for cameras on cell phones now.
Mm-hmm.
Camera phones may make great Christmas gifts, but people better not use them for peeping tom photos on federal property. One of its last moves of the year, the Congress passed a bill that would levy heavy fines and prison time for anyone who sneaks photos or videos of people in various stages of undress, a problem lawmakers and activists called the new frontier of stalking.
I want to recap this when we come back, because that's interesting. 800-259-9231, are you a perv? You take pictures of people, I guess they're called upskirt photos, right?
Yeah, and
called?
Down blouse.
800-259-9231, this is your show. Take control, bring up anything that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Oh. Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Bring up anything that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com and log on to freetalklive.com. Get interactive in our chat room, our bulletin board system. Download some archives. We've got the last 6 days worth of the show all there for you. It's all free at freetalklive.com. Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. This is a show about you and your calls. Let's go to Don in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, Don.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, doing great. Quick technical note. I see you're listening on FM?
Yeah.
On 88.3 in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Do you know what the call letters are for that station?
No, it's a micro station.
Oh, it's one of the secret piratey kind of stations.
Yeah, we're not pirates. It's a micro station.
Oh, it's your station.
No. I consider them one of me, but no, that's not mine, and we're not pirates.
Gotcha. Well, hey, we're proud to be on whatever the hell that is. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm like you. I'm one of us millions and millions of people who are so tired of the federal oppression. You know, we live here in the States United and tired of being deceived. One thing I've done that might help folks, I have a suggestion here. It's a news group I run called Braveheart 411 under Yahoo Groups.
Okay.
And I need anybody and everybody who has information, either complaints about what's going on or positive, proactive suggestions about things we can do.
I've got a suggestion.
Okay.
If you really believe in freedom, you really want to have liberty in your lifetime, I suggest you join the Free State Project.
I'm going to look that up as soon as we're done here, believe it or not. I really am. That got my attention real quick.
Freestateproject.org. Myself and Manwich are both members.
Yes, we are.
And that means that we're one two of possibly 20,000 individuals who are all going to be moving to New Hampshire in order to make a change, in order to have liberty in our lifetimes. Because really, we believe this is the only option at this point, because we're totally almost out of options.
I hear you. I hear you. And that's one of the reasons I started Braveheart 411. And we, you know, we're needing anybody that has useful, relevant information to sign up for this group. It's totally free, and there's no gimmicks.
Well, Don, hey, I'll tell you what, it's probably a little bit more effective for you to actually post on our bulletin board system.
Okay.
I mean, you can get on the air and say stuff. Nobody has any pens nearby, and they're not going to remember it. So what I suggest you do is you log on at freetalklive.com and get on our bulletin board system. There's over almost 200 people registered there. So if you post your message there, it's going to be permanent. It's going to be on that board permanently.
I will do that.
So instead of just kind of floating through someone's mind for 2 seconds and then going away. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I like your show. I'm a first-time listener, and this is my first time calling, and I hope you guys keep up the good work, and I hope I know we're going to win.
Excellent.
We have no options.
Exactly. We have to. Freedom and liberty have to win out over tyranny.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the call, and keep listening. We're on 6 nights a week, so log on to freetalklive.com for all the details, okay?
I will.
Excellent, sir.
Later.
Where were we, Manwich, before we went there?
Oh, we were talking about the cell phones.
Cell phones.
Self-camera phones? Here, let me start with the article.
Oh, right. Yeah, that. Okay.
Camera phones may make a great Christmas gift, but people better not use them for peeping Tom photos on federal property. In one of the latest, one of its last moves of the year, Congress passed a bill that would levy heavy fines and prison time for anyone who sneaks photos or videos of people in various stages of undress, a problem lawmakers and activists call the new frontier of stalking. Well, camera phone voyeurism probably won't be high on the list of federal crimes the FBI and the other federal agencies pursue. At least in theory, there's now federal protection available so people can't knowingly have their private parts photograph downloaded and transmitted across the world, of course, as long as they're on federal property. Apparently, you know, if you're on private property, people can do that to you.
So, interesting.
Or state property, I guess?
No, federal. I mean, that's federal law.
Right,
so.
I'm just saying that it doesn't seem like it covers much.
No, it definitely doesn't.
Yeah.
Maybe there's been a glut of problems on federal property where a bunch of bureaucrats have been videotaped in the bathroom or something like that.
Well, the reason I pulled it down was because I thought that maybe our listeners might have some depth to it. Like, you know, there might be something more covered in this whole photography, making photography illegal on federal property. I don't know. It seems like there's just a level of this where, you know, you're not allowed to take pictures up girls' skirts. Fine. Probably shouldn't be doing that.
You're saying there's something more sinister?
It has that feel to it, you know? Because it doesn't seem to me like, loading
up... Is this a conspiracy theory?
It could be. Well, it doesn't seem to me like loading pictures of that are taking up girls' skirts onto the internet is... I mean, if people are looking for that for money, then chances are the girls said it was okay and got paid for it.
Probably, yeah. I mean, there's no way you'd be able to tell. Most of the time in those cases, I don't think they even ever show the girl's face, do they?
No.
Not that I've been to a lot of these websites or anything, but I've seen some of the shots, and it's just an upskirt. How the hell can you tell where it was taken?
Yeah. It's just... I don't know.
If you can see anything else besides up the woman's skirt, it's the sky or a tree or or a roof or something like that. I mean, how are you going to prove it was federal property?
I don't know.
They'd have to catch the dude in the act,
right there,
obviously.
Taking a picture of the Capitol building and up a skirt.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, they'd have to catch you doing it.
Yeah.
And like they said, is the FBI really going to spend time on this? I sure as hell hope not.
They're not.
Of course, who knows? I mean, they... They don't seem to really care that much about doing anything. I'm pretty sure they just sit around and eat donuts all day.
Yeah. What a strange little story, you know?
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231.
There's also a breaking story that I wanted to tell you about.
Breaking news.
Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, actually, and I think I still have my old news bed, actually. Let me see if I got it here. Yeah, here it is.
Hey, all right, go for it, man. I love that. Pakistan bomb kills at least 10. In Lahore, Pakistan, at least 10 people have been killed.
Lahore?
I'm sorry. At least 18 others wounded after a bomb explodes near an army truck in Quetta, southwestern Pakistan. Police and hospital sources say... Four of you ought to be ashamed. It's a damn shame. Four of the injured in Friday's after...
Hold on, dude. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to four separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number for you. If you want to sneak your call in here during the last segment, unlike some egocentric talk show hosts out there, we're not going to monopolize the entire last 4 minutes of the show to ourselves. You know how those guys do.
We'll share a little bit.
They'll say right before the last break, call in, 100, blah, 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 and then they'll just monologue for the last 5 minutes and while you sit on hold. This is not that way with this show. You call in, we put you on about anything, whether it be personal or political. So apparently in Pakistan, right?
Big bomb.
Big bomb.
Maybe they speculate that it might be an Al-Qaeda bomb.
Uh-huh. So what?
It's just speculation.
So what are we going to do about it? What's the issue?
Not really much.
There's not one there. All right, let's go. Yeah. Let's go to this though. Now this guy's my hero. Utah man pays $82 fine in pennies. A Utah man has a penny for San Pete County's thoughts, about 8,200 of them actually. Grant Peterson withdrew that many copper coins from his bank, and it's amazing to me that a bank would have that amount of pennies.
He probably ordered it in advance.
Gotcha. That's that. Now that's some damn service right there.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being that teller, having to hand all that over, you know, get out and load them in the back of a truck or something like that?
They probably come in a big box or something.
That'd be a damn heavy box, dude. That's a lot of pennies.
It's a lot of pennies.
So apparently he delivered them in a bucket to pay an $82 fine he got for driving with a burnt-out headlight.
Jeez.
Court officials are apparently not amused and have asked Peterson to come back in and offer a more acceptable form of payment. They say state policy allows clerks to reject unusual forms of payment, and it's going to waste county resources.
What, like a pig?
He says it's going. The court says it's going to waste county resources for someone to count all that change. Peterson says he doesn't plan on honoring that request. He says money is money, and U.S. law provides that coins are legal tender.
Yeah, I have to go with him.
Dude, I have to give him one of these. I mean, that's awesome. Way to go. Now, he ranks right up there, I think. I think this guy ranks right up there with the dude that I think he got a parking ticket or something like that, and he wiped his ass with it, went and took a dump, wiped
awful.
With the parking ticket,
awful.
Wiped with the parking ticket, put the money in the envelope with the dirty ticket, and sent it back to the bureaucrats. Tell me that's not just awesome. That's an awesome story.
It's disgusting. It's awful.
So I think this guy with the 8,200 pennies is right up there in the same leagues.
Well,
and there's another story that was very similar to the white man story as well.
You have to have cops to judge against to guard against people that are driving without headlights. I mean, that's bad. People are going to get hurt.
Well, yeah, it's a bad thing, but normally a simple warning is good enough. I suppose it's possible the guy was warned. We don't get the information.
He sounds like he could have just the potential to be a jerk.
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, the United States 1 cent piece, nigh useless at this point.
He found some use for 8,200 of them.
It's funny. Makes for a good news story, but...
Well, you know, it is possible that the guy had been warned about the headlight.
Certainly.
And then maybe the same cop saw him or another cop saw him and punched up his license plate and it said, hey, we warned this guy on 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
And then they saw he still hadn't changed it. The story doesn't get into those details. So, you know, that may be the truth behind it. Hey, don't tune out because the Time Warp episode is up next from 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And tomorrow night, Saturday night, we have our Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. If you don't get it locally, log on at freetalklive.com and experience it there and log on to our bulletin board system and much, much more. The fun doesn't stop after the show's over. It's Benny in here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Log on, freetalklive.com.
U.S. Gold.